The Heisman Trophy, given each year to college football's best player, was presented last weekend to Oklahoma quarterback Jason White. It's one of the many occasions in sports when votes are counted, but commentator Frank DeFord does not wait anxiously for the results.
I am happy for Jason White that he won the Heisman Trophy. But then I would have been just as happy for Larry Fitzgerald or Eli Manning or Chris Perry if any of them had won. This is because, as an old New York sports writer, Lawrence Robinson, once wrote, "The people who take the Heisman seriously are the same ones who insist that the world is flat." A while back, for a couple of years, I was awarded a chance to vote in the Heisman. This was because I was an editor sitting in an office. I never saw a game, but because I had a title and therefore had no time to go to games, they gave me a vote. And I voted, because even though I had no business voting, I figured nobody much else did either. But then I don't know how many awards we can take seriously anymore. Are you ready for the various and sundry Movie of the Year awards, which will now be announced day after day by groups that you didn't know existed? How do you feel about Mick Jagger being knighted? The Pope is named. More saints in heaven, I believe, than there are New Orleans saints. Sometimes you get the feeling that it's more important whether or not Pete Rose goes into the Hall of Fame than which team actually wins the World Series. Sports leagues now have Players of the Month, Players of the Week, every week. Someday soon, I'm sure, the whole world will be like the National Hockey League, which dutifully selects not one, not two, but three stars of every game. If Alibaba were alive today, I guarantee you he would be giving out Thief of the Week awards. The only thing more annoying than awards in sports are polls. If I were king of the world, before I mandated peace and love, I would outlaw polls, especially top 10s and top 20s and top 100s. Open up any sports section. There is a poll of the top something with first place votes in parentheses. Besides steroids, the worst thing sports has bequeathed to the world at large is polls. Everything under the sun is now ranked. We can't just say, gee, that's a nice song. We have to quantify it on somebody's list. You know, that's our song, darling, ranked the 17th best country and western blues vocal ever sung by a female artist, with first place votes in parentheses. The worst polls are the ones for high school sports. Isn't it enough to be champion of your county or maybe your state? No, USA Today runs polls all the time of high school teams ranked nationally with first place votes in parentheses. It's bad enough we do this to ourselves, but children don't need this absolute certification, do they? I don't think so. And I am especially bemused by the violently emotional reaction of sports writers to the brouhaha in college football, whereby the polls and the computers disagree about particularly the ranking of Southern California. Listening to these sports writers, you would think that somehow polls have gained the imprimatur of the Almighty. I have no beef with computers, which the sports writers never fail to say are run by nerds. But the college football polls are constructed of the opinions of coaches who are, after all, working on their own sidelines when everybody else's games are being played, and sports writers who make up their opinions based primarily on what other sports writers say. But the problem is not the nerds or the sports writers or the coaches. The problem is we now think everything must be absolutely decided with awards and rankings and polls, with first-place votes in parentheses.
The award-winning comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.